pay attention to what you're doing when you feel your best. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. This is our Consistency 365 series. I'm Elizabeth Benton. This series airs between our regular full-length Monday and Saturday episodes, and it's all about capturing the opportunities that exist for us today to be consistent when life offers up so many opportunities for us to say, nah, I'll do it tomorrow. I don't have time. I'm not in the mood. I was having an email exchange with one of my clients in a consistency course, and she was saying that she's doing really great with movement and she feels so much better as a result of her consistency with movement. But where she's struggling is nutrition. And she said, I haven't really found a groove with intermittent fasting or with keto or with macro counting and all of these things. And I just don't know what plan is right for me. And it's interesting how for a lot of people, when it comes to food, they almost treat it like religion. Like I have to pick a program, a way, something that is classified and defined, and I need to fit within one of those boxes. And there can be a lot of pressure around that and a lot of frustration too, with this sense that like none of those really feel like the optimal setup for me. But it's a lie. In case you didn't know, you don't have to pick a way of eating to be your way of eating. And I love this prompt to pay attention to what you're doing when you feel your best. This actually comes from a quote you might have heard before that says, pay attention to who you're with when you feel your best. And I think there's so much more for us in this idea that we need to pay attention to when we feel our best and what our habits are when we feel our best. Less so what drives fast weight loss or anything around that, but how do I feel when I am living this way or that way? I know for me, and it doesn't fit into some box of a prescribed diet, I know for me I feel my best when I'm not indulging more than a couple times a month, right? If I'm keeping the sugary things, the processed things to no more than a couple of times a month, I feel really great. And beyond that, when I eat primarily whole foods, lots of protein, plenty of fat, moderate veggies, not much fruit or starch, I feel my best. I have the most energy. I have the least brain fog. I feel good in my body. That's when I feel the less bloated, less inflamed. I feel energized when I wake up in the morning. My workout performance is good. And that might not be true for you, but let's pay more attention. So often we're paying attention to outcomes and not enough attention to what our body is telling us. There's so much wisdom in your body. When you get inflamed when you eat a certain thing, or when your joints feel better when you do a certain thing, or they feel worse when you do something else. If you sleep this much, you feel great. If you sleep that much, you don't. If you watch TV, you feel this or you feel that. Pay attention to what you're doing and not doing when you feel your best. When I'm drinking water, not drinking too much coffee, taking my supplements religiously and minimizing indulgences to that no more than twice a month, I feel amazing. I feel so good. And when I come off of that, I don't feel as good. And I feel more puffy and my clothes feel a little bit more constricting. It doesn't feel as great when I go to button my jeans. Pay attention to what you're doing when you feel your best and resist the urge to have it fit into this neat and tidy little box that somebody else created and labeled and is trying to sell you. Pay attention to what you're doing when you feel your best and what you're not doing when you feel your best, and include lifestyle habits, include phone usage and television and social media and the news, include going to church or going to this workout class, as well as what you're eating and not eating, drinking and not drinking, taking as supplements versus not taking. There's so much wisdom for you in this. I'll see you tomorrow.